And time for a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Kim says, hey guys, my sister Mallory's turning 40 next week, and she was just complaining that nobody ever surprises her anymore.
Oh, goodness.
I immediately thought of you guys.
Okay.
Better birthday surprise is there than a hilarious phone tap?
So yeah, Mallory works at a hair salon and spa, and Robert Hassenpepper needs to call, ask a little favor as a fellow artist.
Oh, fellow artist.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so he's hoping she can help. Welcome to your phone tap.
Good morning, salon and spa. This is Mallory.
Hi there, Mallory. Robert Hassenpepper. I have a request, but it may seem a little odd.
Okay.
I'm looking for hair.
You're what?
Well, I need a large amount of cut hair for a project I'm working on.
Okay. I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, Mallory, I'm a visual artist, and I like to create art pieces from natural art items like rocks and discarded soda cans, stuff like that. And I have this vision, to create a work of art out of human hair.
Okay.
So can I ask you, when you cut people's hair, what do you do with it?
We just sweep it up and throw it out.
Oh my, well I bet if you collected all the hair you cut in just a month, it would be enough for me to create a wonderful piece of art. Maybe even something you'd want to buy back from me and display in your own salon.
So you want us to give you hair from the shop, then you'll make it into art and sell it back to us.
Well, that's totally up to you. I guess the first step for me is to get the hair from your establishment.
Oh, no.
So when do you think a good time for me would be to come by?
No, I don't think we want to be a part of this.
Well, I'd be willing to pay you for the hair. I'm just not sure what the going rate is. Would you sell it by the pound or how would that work?
No, like I said, we are not going to do this. I think you need to call somebody else. Or how about this? You save your own cut hair for a year or so and maybe you'll have enough.
Oh, Mallory, I'd love to. That's a great idea. Except I'm bald.
Oh, well, no, that's too bad.
I mean, in fact, I'm hairless. Totally hair-free. Not a strand of hair on my body. It's really sad. In fact, ironic, you might say.
Okay, I think we're done here.
Well, Mallory, I got another quick question for you. You do manicures and pedicures, yeah?
We do. We are a salon and spa and have manicures and pedicures.
Okay, quick question. And for... You know, no particular reason.
No.
What do you do with the fingernails and toenail clippings when you're finished with them?
No, you don't. We are not giving you clipped toenails.
No.
Well, but I have a vision.
No.
A vision of an art installation that uses clipped human toenails and fingernails. It'd be revolutionary.
No.
Hey, look, this whole discussion is way too weird for me. I'm going to hang up.
Another unrelated question. When you take the garbage out, does it go in the dumpster out back, or...
No, I'm going to shut this down right now. You're not getting our client's hair or nails or anything else, and you're not going through our garbage to get it. Do you understand me?
Oh, well, I guess so, but one more thing. Can I make an appointment for a manicure?
No.
Seriously, you're going to come try to take hair home with you or anything else?
Oh, I promise I won't.
Okay, what's your name?
Well, you see, it's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, you see?
Okay. Wait a minute, who?
Mallory, it's Ben Davis and Kelly K from 99.7 DJX, the phone.
No guy. Way, are you kidding?
It's true.
Get out of here, that's wild. You guys are nuts.
She was like, okay, so your name's Ben?
Who? The what now show?
The what? Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, hey, happy birthday. Welcome to it.
I think she was surprised. Yay.
And BT Dubs would still love to know where you put the trash when you're done with it. That'd be great.
No.
And that's your classic phone tap, 99.7 DJX.